It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm Kate Botello. Good morning. And we have a special treat this morning in Studio B. We're so excited. The Cadillac Footlighters are here, specifically Julie Van Heitsma and Shelley Taylor, director and music director of the upcoming teen production of Freaky Friday, happening starting this weekend. Welcome, ladies.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. Now, Freaky Friday is put on by your youth theater. And that's a pretty big organization in Cadillac, isn't it?
It is. Our youth program has actually been growing a lot in the last several years. And I think for our juniors production, which is 8-year-old to 13, we had 55 students participate in their spring show. So, and we have about 20 in this production. So it's been growing by a lot.
And you mentioned that originally you had just one group of young folks doing one production, but something told you needed to do something else.
Yeah, I think we had between 60 to 70 the year before, and we really were feeling the teens asking for more opportunities and more chances to be on stage because they love theater and they love acting, and one production a year with that many kids involved was not giving them enough chance to grow and learn and use their creative gifts. So we decided to split off our junior program to have the regular juniors ages 8 to 13, and then to add a teen program that's 13 to 18 to give the teens more opportunities to do more mature material or full shows instead of just junior shows, and then also for the younger kids to give them more opportunities to have leads and bigger parts faster and sooner.
Right, because the teenagers hog all the big parts.
Yeah,
right. And the little ones can handle it. They did a fantastic job.
They do. It's a kind of amazing what kids can pull off when you toss them on stage.
Right.
They're very adaptable.
So. Yes. Now, this particular show, Freaky Friday, this is one for the teens to really dig their teeth into. Let's talk about this a little bit and what it's about.
Sure. Freaky Friday is the classic story from way back. It was a book first by Mary Rogers, but it's the story of a mom and daughter who are not communicating well and not understanding each other at all, which is pretty typical, I think, when your kids hit the teenage years. But and they're really going through a rough patch. The mom's engaged to get married, and Ellie's kind of in her angsty, rebellious phase against her mom and her family. And so magic hourglass that they have converts them into each other's bodies. So the mom is inside the daughter's body, and the daughter is inside the mom's body, and they have to live each other's lives for a day.
And neither of them are happy about it.
Isn't that interesting? You always think when you're a teenager, all you want is to be a grown up. And sometimes you think as an adult, boy, it would be fun to be a teenager again.
I was so nice when I was a kid. Yeah.
But I was perfect. I know. We all were. So we're about to hear a track from the show. This is from the studio album recording. This is Just One Day. Can you set this up for us?
Sure. Go ahead, Shelley.
Just One Day is the opening number, but it's the thing that follows through the whole show. The musical themes and the words that are revisited to bring us back to the one-day concept. For just one day, I want to be something else, or I want to do something else, or I want to be relieved of my burden, or so it's just one day.
Just one day, that's all I need. Just a day without her nagging. Just one day, I beg, I plead, but the drag just keeps on dragging. While I wish for just one Monday or a Friday to be free, free to slouch and sulk and mumble and be messy and be me, all I ask is for 12 hours to live my life my way. Just one simple, awesome, crazy, kick-ass. Solitary day.
and tonight is the rehearsal, and there is no room for error, I mean not one flaw. We've got guests in just 10 hours, dress the tables, trim the flowers. I want beauty and perfection, I want total awe.
And with Weddings Magazine here for a feature on the scene here, the business is depending on this one success.
Now breathe, but thank you, Tori, and in fact that is the story. So get moving, move this produce, and remove this mess. Just one day is all I want, with my family united. Fears at bay, no fights, no taunts, just the four of us delighted. I mean, look, I love my kids, I love my work, I love my life, and I love my fiancé, and in a day I'll be his wife. And I'll throw the perfect wedding, and I'll throw the bride's bouquet. And we'll have one happy, loving family day.
Mother! Fletcher is puppeting me again!
One more day, she'll fight and fuss when her joy is all I'm after. It's been a long, tough time for us. Now it's time to hear some laughter. 'Cause I only want her happy and well, punctual and clean. But she mumbles and she grumbles, and at times she's outright mean. She's bright and so insightful, but those traits aren't on display. Well, not lately, often.
Okay, really fast, tonight is the hunt. It's an epic scavenger hunt, and I really want to win. There's just one issue. Just one day, that's all I seek, and I have been asking nicely. Just one day, it's not a week, it's a night to speak precisely. And the hunt is not a stunt, it's my one shot at fame, to be someone who is something, not just what's her name. If I'm in it, I can win it, if she'd only say okay.
It's 3 days dead.
Mom, I really need to know if I can wait. Now where'd she go? God, I'll never draw her focus from the bread.
It's a million
Mom,
little,
it's just a little thing.
What are the same size, jewel size, the one you want a little light. But really, who can tell?
What a day.
Just One Day from the Freaky Friday soundtrack, and that musical is coming up with the Cadillac Footlighters. I'm Kate Botello. Good morning. Here with the director of that show, Julie Van Heitsma, and the music director, Shelley Taylor. While we were listening to this music, there was a bit in the music where the mom says, you have to deal with this sea bass. It's 3 days dead. And both of you immediately got excited about a prop. Just one thing about a fish bucket. Can we talk about that for just a minute?
Sure. So our stage manager and props mistress is a mom whose daughter is involved. And she is amazing.
Totally,
you know, she
amazing.
Has this list of props she needs. And one of them is a wedding cake. But it can't just be one wedding cake because she, when Ellie is inside her mother's body, she runs into the cake and it ruins the whole thing.
Oh, no.
So Heidi had to create a cake and a messed up cake. And we obviously didn't necessarily want real cake backstage.
Right.
The kids would have probably eaten it, for one thing.
They would have loved it. Yeah.
But she just magically created this gorgeous cake, and then for the one that's been smashed up, she used like this fill foam stuff, and it literally looks like a cake.
The texture.
Yeah.
Wow, it's just like you could go up and take a handful of cake and eat it.
Yeah. So that was a really exciting thing to watch develop. She would just send me pictures randomly and be like, oh my goodness, that's so awesome. Because I had a specific kind of vision for the feel I wanted for this show. I wanted to give a nod to the 70s book and the original production that Disney made with Jodie Foster way back in 1976, I think it was. And so we have a lot of sort of retro vibe on stage for the show. The costumes are bright and very colorful and a little bit of a retro feel to a lot of them. I really wanted that sort of pink and orange and purple color combination on stage a lot, because I wanted it to be a fun, exciting show for the kids and something that people come in and they're visually just like, whoa, what's that? So yeah, that was one of our goals.
If you're just joining us, we are here with the Cadillac Footlighters, Julie Van Heitsma and Shelley Taylor here, opening up Freaky Friday with the young teens coming up this weekend and next, Freaky Friday the musical. Shelley, you mentioned that in some ways this show is so heavily sung through, it's almost operatic.
It is. You know, there are so many musicals out there that the musical numbers are awesome and there's a lot of dialogue in between. And although there is dialogue in between a lot of the songs, much of the story is told through the music.
Yeah. And we love, you know, that's something that was a fairly new innovation in the 20th century, which is adding plot. It used to just be sing, dance, right, back and forth. We're about to hear another piece from the show. This is Oh Biology. Can you set this one up for us?
Sure. So the students are in biology class, and Ellie, who is now embodied, or her mother is now embodied through her, has to sit through biology class. And there's cute boys and mean girls and frog dissection.
Oh,
and
no.
So they're singing about biology class. And
as she's finding herself strangely attracted to this Adam, who's one of the male protagonists in the show, a high school student who Ellie has a massive crush on. And the mom wasn't necessarily aware of that, but she's discovering, and it's kind of a weird thing, but the mom's discovering, like, hey, my body is sort of attracted to this guy too, because it's Ellie's body, but mom's inside it. And she just doesn't quite know how to deal with that raging hormone teenage
forgot about it.
and so this song is like kind of it's a tongue-in-cheek, like, oh, biology, like, yes, they're in biology lab dissecting frogs, but it's also this biological change that mom is noticing in her body now that she's in a teenager body again.
So from Freaky Friday, here's Oh Biology.
I'm ace at all anatomies, a master of dissection, an expert chef who wields an expert knife. But still I sense a gremlin in this system of perfection. There clearly are still mysteries to life. It's kingdom, phylum, class, and then it's order, family, genus. It all comes back to me like child's play. Then he leans over my shoulder there in all his long and leanness and cuts my harder knowledge clean away.
Man.
He's inert and inarticulate, a specimen of truant. And though we're both 16, he's much too young. My amygdala is fully formed, my frontal lobe is fluent. Then pheromones go foxing with my tongue.
That's totes amaze, I'm way impressed, like sweet technique.
Focus.
Hey, take a look at Ellie.
as this lab worked great.
Poor Kermit there, he had no chance. That girl is on my nerves today, I better set her straight.
It's fun to make a dead frog dance. I never knew that Ellie Blake was such a science whiz. She's smart, of course, so it makes sense. But something's up with her today, I don't know what it is. She's like on fire.
Conundrums Large and Small. That was Oh Biology from Freaky Friday, which is opening up this weekend. It'll run next weekend also with the Cadillac Footlighters. I'm Kate Botello. Good morning. I'm here with Julie Van Heitsma and Shelley Taylor. We are talking about this production of the show and what terrific music it is so far, and that you've done lots of clever things in this production to make it work on a smaller, or on a stage, because obviously some of these things are done in a big Broadway way, or they're done in film. And you had a great thing with a scavenger hunt that we were talking about.
Yes, one of the themes in the show is that there's a scavenger hunt that is like an annual event for the teenagers, where there's one person in charge of the scavenger hunt who creates a list of items to find out and around town, and they have to like snap pictures of them doing it or getting the item or something, and text them back to the person who's the list master, who in this case again is Adam.
Adam,
actually they say his name several times throughout the show. And so what happens is, because Ellie and Catherine break the hourglass that creates the magic for them, when they first switch bodies, they know that there's a duplicate hourglass out there. And so they decide to get that put on the list for the hunt so that they can find it to switch back. And so what we did is we decided to kind of set it in the city of Cadillac, since that's where we're from.
Neat.
And so we sort of adjusted the clues that they have to do in the scavenger hunt to be important things around Cadillac or areas. Or so Cadillac has a city park with a fountain, and there was actually a fountain on the list in the score, so we just used the Cadillac fountain. And we took these kids, we took a day, an afternoon, and we took them around Cadillac, and we took them to all these different sites and places in the city, and took pictures of them in their teams, because they compete in teams, doing these different activities.
There's a
sound garden in Cadillac, so one of the clues we made was playing an instrument in the sound garden. So then I took a picture of each of the groups, and I made Instagram posts. So I like created an Instagram account, and I would change the title and had them post those pictures, so that we have two large TVs on either side of the stage that will be projecting those Instagram shots that they take with their team names and stuff as that's unfolding in the script. So it's a very teen thing to do in a production, and for a teen production, I think it really relates well to them, and they seem to we had a lot of fun running around Cadillac taking pictures.
Our kids loved it.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. And this has old and new aspects then, because then we've got our retro 70s, our pink, our orange, our red, and still Instagram. Sounds like a little something for everybody in this, considering it will be a lot of adults taking their young people to see the show.
I mean, it's the same essential story of a mom and daughter, you know, having to live in each other's shoes for a day and get a look at what it's like on the other side. But it's been, you know, changed up just enough that it's not going to be like I'm sitting through this for the fourth time, because even within the structure of the book, to the first movie in 1976, to the movie in 2003, now to the stage production, there have been slight alterations in the script and how they tell that story. It's still the mom and the daughter, but there's a few surprises in there for people who are coming to see it.
I will mention that to you. In the interest of full disclosure, Freaky Friday, one of my all-time favorite books, and I read it at about 12 and a half, right about the exact right age awesome. To read it. And so it's really pretty cool because you can read the book, enjoy the whole story, see the Barbara Harris, Jodie Foster movie, see a whole different version of the story, right. See the Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan version, nice. Yet another version. And then come and see this musical and be treated to yet version number 4.
Yes.
Freaky Friday, so you can enjoy it in all of its incarnations.
Yes.
We're about to hear another song from the show. This one is called Busted. Shelley, what is this song about?
Well, this song is about parents and children finding out each other's secrets that they've been keeping from each other, the things that they're hiding or the secrets that they're keeping. And they call each other out on it, and that's what Busted is. You are busted. So, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Why? Why would I do this? I have a tattoo on my underage backside.
Cheetos in bed because they comfort me.
I thought this was a scrunchie. Turns out it was a thong.
Mom, get that out of your hair!
I found your secret stash.
Candy corn? Mom, lame.
It should be available year-round.
I checked your browser cache. Fox News, for shame.
Just looking for truth, Dad.
I saw that.
The journal that I gave her and the family with her dad. these secrets that she keeps, all these things I wish I'd known, and some I'm glad I know now, but some should stay her
all. Oh, so they each found things that they had made for each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so incredibly sweet.
Yeah.
And talking about, again, this piece is called Busted from Freaky Friday, the musical. And that last conclusion they've come up with there is that maybe some secrets need to just stay that way.
Yes. There's some things you don't want to know.
That's right.
And boy, do we know that's true. Good morning. You're listening to Classical IPR, and I'm Kate Botello here with Cadillac Footlighters, Julie Van Heitsma and Shelley Taylor, putting on a production of Freaky Friday, and we've been listening to music from that show, and we still have a few more pieces to listen to together this morning. I think that it's so interesting. This material is definitely teen aimed and gives them a lot more to put their teeth into. Like, it is definitely fun for teenagers to do kids shows, but this does give them something more. And this was something they wanted?
Absolutely. A couple years ago, we had some community feedback meetings, and we had one specifically geared toward the kids. And a lot of the teenagers came to this meeting and actually put voice to the fact that they wanted to grow more. They wanted deeper characters. They wanted to grow and expand their knowledge. And to honor that, we felt that we really needed to do something for them. We needed to do two things for them, because in the productions before, when we had 75 kids on stage and 8 to 18, a lot of the kids ended up being caretakers for the younger kids. Mm-hmm. And they didn't mind that, really. But so we did two things in separating our groups. One, we were able to give them a meaty musical that they can grow and develop characters and learn and do awesome things with their awesome talents. But the other thing is we created a teen mentorship program, teen director program, and they applied for positions with our younger show. We had a teen director, teen music director, teen choreographers, teen stage manager, teen costumer, and those kids rose to those occasions. Instead of just being those things by default, we gave them a title and gave them some ownership in that position, and something that they can also put on a resume someday, something that honors the gift that they're giving to the younger students. And they did just an amazing job. And of course, the littles love the teens.
Of course.
They love them. And they responded really well. And it's something that's going to be part of our program as we move along, for sure.
That's so neat. Give them a chance to step up. And
And you know, summer is an ideal time for teens because they're not involved in all their different school activities, or at least not as much. I mean, they still have stuff going on. But you know, there's a lot of opportunities for our children and communities for athletics and sports and things to be involved in, which are all fantastic and fabulous. But in terms of arts opportunities and involvements, especially in theater, there isn't a whole lot of stuff necessarily for kids, you know, to get their feet wet or to learn or experience. So, you know, providing this opportunity in the summer is really huge to get them to understand a little bit about what theater is. And I mean, I've been doing this for a long time with teenagers, and it's very rare for me to have a kid go through a production from start to finish and not fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might not always come back over and over, but a lot of them do, because it feeds something, especially in teenagers, to perform and be on stage. So
it does.
Yeah. This year, we really made an effort to go out to the area schools in our ISD to reach out to kids who are not from Cadillac, who maybe don't have a program in their school, a musical program in their school. You know, most of our schools have bands and choirs, but not all of them have musicals. So this year we were able to draw from five schools.
Yeah,
I think five different schools. Yeah. And so kids that have never been able to be in a musical before, who are eating it up, mm-hmm. and finding that place. And that's where community theater is so important for all of these kids.
It is. You know, it does a lot for them. I know that, again, I taught young people and teenagers at the Old Town Playhouse for quite a few years. And it was interesting to see some of them went right on and became theater people. And they're still on stage. They're still doing it. Some of them applied these skills to their new careers as lawyers that they're working on.
Sure.
Some of them on the college debate team.
Right.
Some of them trying to be politicians or PR people.
Or
any
teachers.
Of that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of amazing that theater is not just about being a ham.
I mean, right. It definitely helps you get over that fear of being in front of people thing, you know, because you get to be someone else. So it's not quite as threatening if you're acting a part on stage as if it's you standing up there in front of people. I always tell kids that, like, just let go of who you are and be that character, because they can't judge you for being someone else and doing a really good job at it.
Right.
You know? Good point.
There you go. We're about to hear a piece from this show that we'd kind of refer to as the 11 o'clock number. That's the one that is the big, huge, belt, emotional catharsis number that comes just before the finale.
Oh, and does it do that?
And yes. Let's talk about this piece. It's called After All of This and Everything.
Yeah, so this is sung by Catherine, which is the mother. It's still Ellie inside her body at this point. And it's a beautiful piece, and we've really staged it simply because I wanted the song to speak for itself in this scene. So she's sitting on the couch and she's reading a book to Fletcher, which is Ellie's little brother in the show, who's kind of, they kind of have a antagonistic relationship.
Although surprise, it will be a sister in our show.
Oh yeah, it's a sister in our show. And she's realizing after this whole day of being in her mother's body that she does love her sibling, like her little sister, and that it's okay to feel that connection and that tie. And after all the other stuff, all the chaos around them and other things that swirl around them during the day, at the end of the day, when you sit down and you think and you connect, you realize that you love your child or your brother or your sister, and you have that relationship with them. I think that's really typical for teenagers. They don't stop to think that. Always, you know, like,
right. They're just annoyed.
Yeah, you know, and so it's this sort of moment where I think Ellie is truly beginning to understand what it means to be a mother and love your child, you know, unconditionally, but also as a sibling, too. So it's a beautiful song.
It truly is.
So let's hear this. This is After All of This and Everything, the 11 o'clock number from Freaky Friday, and it's sung by Heidi Blickenstaff.
Listen to me, little sleeping monster. You there with the sugar-crusted face. I understand the urge to run away, kid. But stay a while and you might like the place. Someday you'll be 16 and awkward. Too old for the puppets, but still odd. And you may feel alone or even angry, like life's a joke and grown-ups are a fraud. But kid, I swear to God that after all of this and everything, I can tell you it's not true. After all, and mad as hell at day.
that wonderful ballad. That is from Freaky Friday. That was just sung by Heidi Blickenstaff. It's called After All of This and Everything, sung by the soul of the daughter in the mother's body. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. In Freaky Friday, which is opening this weekend and also running next weekend, the Cadillac Footlighters. We've been here this hour with Julie Van Heitsma, the director of the show, and the music director, Shelley Taylor. Julie and Shelley, thank you some. What a thank you for exposing all of us to this musical. I didn't even know it existed before this. Yeah, and I thought I was the biggest Freaky Friday fan
ever. It's very new. It was 2017 when they released it for people to perform in amateur productions. And so it's very new. But it's
not been
one.
On Broadway yet either. So, very new.
Well, there you go. You saw it here first. You don't have to go all the way to Broadway. You can go to Cadillac, and it's like a 50-minute drive from Traverse City. Come on. Tell us how we can see the show and everything there.
It opens Friday, and our tickets are available online at our website at CadillacFootlighters.com. We also sell tickets at some local venues around Cadillac, UPS Store, Brinks Custom Framing, and Horizon Books. And you also can buy tickets at the door. So, and it's at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday at the Cadillac High School Auditorium. And then next weekend, we play Friday and Saturday at 7 again, and there's a matinee on Saturday at 2 p.m. the second week. So
terrific. We will put a link to your website on the post. We'll put an article about this up on our website, so we'll make sure that you can all find it. And again, that's CadillacFootlighters.com. We're about to hear one more big number. Now, this one is sung by the Ellie actress.
Yes.
So is this Mom Inside?
It's Mom Inside.
Okay. Yes. Still trying to keep it all straight. Yeah. Tell us what this one is about.
This is sort of Ellie's moment, but it's the mom as Ellie. But she's realizing that she feels maybe she hasn't given her daughter the freedom to just go out in the world and be herself and not be afraid and to just go boldly. And I think she's recognizing it's really hard for teenagers to navigate through their life and all the different things that are coming at them every day. And so I think the mom inside of Ellie is just sort of recommitting to making sure her daughter feels that uniqueness of her person and her ability to go out there and stand up for herself and not be afraid, you know, of whether it's other students and how they treat her or how she relates to them or just hurdles in life or whatever. But it's right at the end of the scavenger hunt, and they finally get the hourglass, and she's just having this moment. And our actress, Mia Cadwell, that plays Ellie, just has a gorgeous singing voice. And in this song, it every time gives me chills because she owns the stage and just sings it out. And it's a beautiful piece near the end of the show.
It truly is. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Shelley and Julie, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you.
Break all the legs. Great. All the best wishes to the cast. And we will go out now with the big finale, No More Fear, from Freaky Friday. And again, visit our website, classicalipr.org, later today for a link. You can hear these pieces in our interview again, and also a link to the Cadillac Footlighters site so you can get your tickets. Again, thank you both so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
This feeling that I'm feeling, like I've shot right through the ceiling. Is it only the caffeine and the sugar and the pizza? Dear me, I had 3 slices of that pizza. Are carbs the feeling that I'm feeling, like I'm losing it but dealing? It's alarming but appealing and somehow healing. How long has it been since this old heart has skipped a beat? How long have I kept an even keel? How hard have I worked to keep our life so calm and neat? And how good does this freaking chaos feel? Though I don't have the first idea what else may be in store, I know I won't be frightened anymore. No more fear, no more fright. I go bold or I go home. It starts tonight. At all cost, have I made her somehow be afraid?
together.